Left-wing Politico blasted for naming Meghan Markle among 2022's worst narcissists. By Alana Mastrangelo on December 29, 2022. The left-wing media outlet Politico is under attack for naming Meghan Markle among 2022's worst narcissists. Markle, who can't stop complaining about the British royal family, the one entity that made her appear relevant, has been named by Politico as one of worst narcissists of the year. Elon Musk, Sam Bankman-Fried, Yi, Nate Kanye West, Elizabeth Holmes, Meghan Markle, Donald Trump. All of them used attention as currency and ego as fuel, and were rewarded, for a time, with what they craved. The Politico op-ed, written by Joanna Wise, read. The article went on to say that Netflix's Harry and Meghan series suggests that there is no one more in love, no one more socially conscious, no one more aggrieved. From footage of Meghan getting fitted for ball gowns to a vast collection of flattering photos and videos they took during their royal exit, apparently preparing for a photogenic tell-all. Even sympathetic critics have groused that there's little new here, beyond the vanity, Wise said. My natural sympathy for the couple started turning to irritation, and it occurred to me that ego has its limits, Wise added. Politico is now facing backlash for including Markle, who many find insufferable, on the list. The hate for Meghan is palpable. A woman of color protecting her family and defending herself isn't narcissism. It's survival, Bot Sentinel founder Christopher Boozy claimed, adding that Politico should apologize. Washington Post columnist Karen Attia also appeared upset to see Markle on a list with Trump, Musk, and West, commenting, "White women are perfectly happy to be the foot soldiers of casual misogyny plus attacks against black women," referring to Wise. There is literally no planet where Meghan Markle belongs with this group of people, CNN senior political analyst Kristen Powers echoed. A black woman standing up for herself does not equal narcissist. The unhinged hatred directed at her really does kind of prove her point, doesn't it? Powers added. Why is Meghan in there? Demented, Reuters senior correspondent Chris Taylor complained. I'm very sure that lumping Meghan Markle, for standing up for herself, with the likes of a white supremacist, apartheid clod and a Hitler sympathizer is clickbait, MSNBC analyst Brittany Packnett lamented. At Politico, this is absolute trash. Politico editorial director Ryan Heath responded to the scrutiny, tweeting, if you want to write off an entire publication because one of our 600 journalists included Meghan Markle on a list, you are indeed tired of free debate. If, instead, you actually just disagree with her being included on the list, you can say that instead, Heath added. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @armastrangelo, and on Instagram.